So is there sort of a multi-pronged approach? Because it seems that on one side of the research, it's trying to manipulate the repair process to produce a ligament that's stronger, heals stronger. And yet I read as well that you're also looking at growing new ligament tissue as well, to try to have that as also a means, as opposed to taking a tendon from somebody,
right,
to have new tissue that one would imagine has the same tensile strength, that, you know, the factors with regards to how the tissue was grown, that it has the same molecular configuration. Is that sort of the approach you're taking, looking at more than one aspect of trying to repair this tissue?
Yes, absolutely. We actually have a multifactorial program that we have a big team of people working in engineering and biology and molecular biology and various aspects of cell biology, doing exactly what you said, trying to manipulate the healing response in vivo and in vitro. And as you mentioned, engineering tissues, what we'd call ex vivo, that is taking some cells out of a person or out of a joint and manipulating them in a culture situation and then re-implanting them after they've done their thing in the petri dish, and activate them outside the body and put them back in. So that is one of the approaches that we're using now in our biomedical engineering group.
So with this research so far, I'm curious to know what questions now you're asking, given that, you know, with each step it introduces some new information, but what questions now really are at the fore for you that you want to have answered?
Well, that's a great question. You know, as you mentioned, every research study you do generates 10 new questions.
Exactly.
And it is hard to prioritize them at any point in time. But the one I'm currently the hottest on is actually a better understanding of the endogenous, that is the natural healing response that the body produces after ligament injury, that there's a lot more going on there than I had originally appreciated with the anterior cruciate ligament, for example. I had been taught that there is no repair response of an anterior cruciate ligament, and that's why people went on to this whole replacement with tendon idea originally. And I'm now convinced that there actually is a repair response that starts off fine, but it burns out and isn't effective in most people. So I think there's something to work with there, and I think it's actually coming from some of the cells that are in the synovium of the joint that are there to help heal things. And that's kind of a novel concept, actually, that joints have a healing response. That's quite a different paradigm for repair. If you've got something to work with, you've got something that you just need to stimulate and get to grow in the right place, that's quite different than having nothing to work with, where you have to produce everything outside the body and then stick it in there. So we're right now looking at natural repair responses and the variability of that between different individuals, and if that can be stimulated in some way. And we've got some evidence that it can be. And that, to me, that would change the game completely, to instead of having to take any tendons out at all, you could perhaps just put some kind of a lattice in there and stimulate the normal healing response and get it to heal primarily without having to, quote, reconstruct it by drilling holes through the joint and so on.
I guess the analogy to this is that you're looking at a system that has the potential to be extremely complex, and almost doing a reverse engineering of the biological system, learning each, you know, as you mentioned, each factor that comes to light generates 10 other questions. And so you get this exponential framework that grows. But in the end, the hope is that you start to link these together and you do develop a really broad understanding of the mechanism to stimulate those cells to do what you want them to do, to potentially avoid the surgeries and have those ligaments heal on their own.
Yeah, in the perfect world, to me, we would eliminate the need for such invasive surgery. We might be able to do this minimally invasively, arthroscopically, or without sort of macro intervention, so to speak, that would induce a lot less pain and swelling and recovery time on people, and just use their natural repair response would be ideal for me. But your analogy about reverse engineering is perfect. Because, in fact, we've been spending years taking apart these really complex structures and realizing that they're made out of literally